There's more than just voting that he can do against the fiscal compact. And I would like to hand over to Kees Huder, who will inform us about possible political actions that are extra parliamentary.
Okay. First is the 12th of May. All these Occupy camps that had to sustain the winter, many of them were evicted, or some of them froze to death almost. And they had as a new starting point in the spring, the 12th of May. Also in Holland, some things will happen. Demonstration on Dam Square, the starting on Dam Square, I think, and in The Hague and in Groningen. And you can find more information about that on there's a general website for all the initiatives from Occupy camps around the world on globalmay.org. For the Dutch, for the Amsterdam thing, there's also a website with Occupy Amsterdam. On the 15th of May is the anniversary of the occupation of Puerta del Sol in Madrid and many other camps that started there, which more or less was the starter for Occupy Wall Street. But this, I think, is happening more in Spain than in the rest of the world. But on the 15th of May, many mobilizations will be... there is almost a permanent mobilization in Spain. But, so what I talk more about is after the 15th of May, the day after that is in Frankfurt. And it is planned more or less, I don't know if you remember, the process of the forming of the European Union was not so long ago, was always went combined with Euro summits every half year. The country that was president of the European Union at that moment, at the end of their presidency, held a summit. And this was always for critical movements and labor organizations and whatever was always a really good focus point to organize and mobilize and voice your criticism. And because of that, it was so successful that they stopped organizing these Euro summits and they moved them permanently to Brussels, where it's very difficult to have a protest in the streets or whatever. So of course, it was not the main reason or the only reason, but I'm quite sure they were pretty happy that it had this effect. I mean, even for the Dutch movement, in 1997, the Amsterdam summit, there were 50,000 people in the street here. There were riots and occupations and actions around serious content points of the forming of the Eurozone and this kind of thing. So what is happening between the 16th and the 19th of May in Frankfurt is more or less an attempt by movements to recreate this kind of Euro summit moment, and they took the European Central Bank as a focus. But of course, Frankfurt hosts many more big enterprises and banks, and also the Deutsche Bank has its head office there. So the idea is that from the 16th till the 19th, on the Thursday, people will start occupying all kinds of green spaces. If we flip through to one of the last pages, you can see the a map of Frankfurt. That's it. So to the left is Central Station. That's where the demonstration on the 19th starts at 12 o'clock. And where the green cross is, that's the European Central Bank that is to be blocked. And the organizations that are calling for this made pretty clear that they don't need a symbolic blockade. They really want to shut down, at least for one day, the European Central Bank and other enterprises that are in that neighborhood, in the financial district of London. And the news in the weekend was that the German authorities decided to prohibit all the protests during those days, which they've never done before. I mean, of course, there's an enormous history of repression in Germany. But even, for instance, big anti-nuclear blockades, they at the end, they United Protest expect that this will not stand in court, so that they can't just prohibit everything, especially not on Saturday, the demonstration. It's a clear constitutional right of people to hold a demonstration. What they can do is prohibit a part of the route or something like that and start negotiating about it. But what they did now was prohibit everything. They were appealed for permits for 15 different activities, and none of them was given. So that's the situation. But movements in Germany are very strong, and they don't let them be intimidated by this. People expect that it will only mean that more people will show up for protests, but they hate their government to be deciding if they can voice their opinion or not. We from Holland here, one of the things we organize is we were trying to convince people to join us to also go there. And we will organize one touring car bus for people that want to join us. It only has 45 seats, I think, so you have to be quick. There's also other ways that you can go to Frankfurt, and in case of that, people will go there in separate, like in their own car or hitchhiking or with a train. We will also spread information about how we can find each other back there and how people can find information and support each other. There's an information event in Utrecht on Wednesday for the Kritische Studenten Utrecht. And on Monday, next Monday, there's one specially in Utrecht for affinity groups, because that's the core of this way of locating to form affinity groups so you can help each other. I had a short trailer that we maybe can see as a, I don't know how to access it, but Jeremy knows. And it's in German, so you can already like experience how people speak German. It has many, many trailers. Some are very radical, others are completely pacifist and whatever. This is called democracy. You can have different opinions.
Occupy Frankfurt. Let's crack capitalism.